All right, welcome back to The Cabin. This is the Up North Podcast. I'm Pat Freitlow, along with Kirk Bangsted. Sarah Yacoub will be back next week. Kirk, a brief reminder of what we're doing here.
So we've got all of the plaintiffs. Well, we got some 7 out of 10 of our plaintiffs for the case against U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Representatives Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald. The Super PAC is funding the lawsuit, but these are the plaintiffs actually suing these guys for aiding and abetting the insurrection. And because of that, we're saying that they should not be allowed to run for office or hold office because they swore an oath to protect our country. And if they've aided and abetted our insurrection, they've broken that oath, and that's breaking the Constitution. And the reason they're talking today is because we have to prove to a judge that these plaintiffs are more than the average Wisconsin voter. And so they've all written affidavits saying their history as activists in Wisconsin, their history trying to make this place a better place to live, and why they've been harmed more than the average voter in Wisconsin. And we got to convince a judge of that in order to not get this case dismissed.
Right. And I think the last thing we'll hit quickly when you hear their activists or advocacy, use the word helper, because these are the helpers. These are not everybody needs to be petitioning their government every day. Not everybody needs to be registering people to vote every day, but somebody has to do those things or democracy doesn't work. And these are some of the people that do, and these are their stories. James Botsford is with us next to share his affidavit. James, go ahead and welcome.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you to Kirk and Pat for hosting this, and thanks to everybody involved in this important work. My name is James Botsford. I'm an adult resident of Marathon County, Wisconsin. I and my wife have consistently voted in local, state, and national elections throughout our 43-year marriage and even before. I am neither a Democrat nor a Republican, but I attend political rallies and especially meet and greet events in homes, restaurants, civic centers, and elsewhere so I can cast an informed vote. I often ask questions of candidates if there is a question and answer session, and stick around after the presentations to introduce myself, look candidates in the eye, and maybe ask a more direct question on an issue close to my heart. This is all because I take voting seriously. I want my vote to be an informed one, and I want the candidates to be aware of issues I feel are important. As an attorney specializing in the rights and interests of Native Americans and their tribes, my practice has often involved petitioning state and federal governments with or on behalf of my clients. This educational and persuasive process has included both agencies and legislatures at the state and federal level. I agreed to be a plaintiff in this lawsuit because I believe the defendants did, in fact, knowingly participate in an unlawful conspiracy to obfuscate the last presidential election and to undermine and eliminate the precious value of my vote and the votes of other citizens who trust in our democracy and the rule of law. I am proud as a citizen to do my part to hold these defendants accountable for their participation to delegitimize the dignity of our civic life and the Republic itself. I believe in the clean-handed integrity of our Constitution. I believe it is at risk as a result of the attempts to steal the last presidential election. I believe those persons involved include our defendants, and that if they are not held accountable, then their subversive actions will become the norm, and our way of life will be diminished and put at great risk. Rather than debate and discuss policy issues in an effort to persuade people who view an issue of importance differently than I do, my conversations now focus on dispelling the myth of the big lie and addressing the conduct of Senator Johnson and Representatives Fitzgerald and Tiffany, rather than the substantive issues I care about. Therefore, I feel compelled on behalf of myself and my children to devote my time and resources to making voters aware of the damage and the risks created by the defendants if they are allowed to be candidates for office after what they have done. If this court fails to hold them accountable, I will have to forego other work and projects and devote my time and resources to the cause of protecting the dignity and value of our votes and our electoral system by exposing the unconstitutional acts of the defendants. Thank you.
Thank you, James, so much. Let's go next to Dan Russler. Dan, thank you for being here tonight.
My name is Dan Russler. I am from Helenville, Wisconsin, which is in Jefferson County. And I'm a technical writer who often writes at the request of others, including publishers. Most recently, I've written commentary on the technical aspects of Supreme Court debates for the editor of Fort Atkinson Online. In addition, I'm a swing voter who evaluates candidates for election on the evidence they provide for adequate returns on investment when making investment decisions with our tax dollars. Of course, I regularly vote in national, state, and local elections. I do not give extra credit to either side of a debate for association with a political party. My distinguishing role is as an educator of the public on technical topics. In that role, I try to assist other voters in understanding the pros and cons of possible choices and consider the policy implications of a certain path. For example, I joined a project last summer, the Wisconsin Map Analysis Project, that eventually submitted an amicus brief to the Supreme Court of Wisconsin. I was one of the technical analysts on the team. In another example of recently successful political engagement, I responded in 2020 to government requests for citizen input on Wisconsin energy initiatives. Eventually, Governor Evers called me at my home, and I urged him again to support the publication of an energy plan for Wisconsin, which other states had created, but Wisconsin had not. We discussed which part of state government should publish such a plan. For a number of reasons, I advised against having the Public Utility Commission publish a plan as he suggested might be appropriate. And then a few weeks ago, version one of the new Wisconsin Energy Plan was released to the public by the new Wisconsin Office of Sustainability. This is the kind of political role with which I am most comfortable. As I evaluated the reports of Representative Scott Fitzgerald assisting the fraudulent electors to gain access to Wisconsin government offices at the state capitol, I believe this action did not pass the smell test. As I understand it, pursuant to state and federal law, Wisconsin's electors must gather at the capitol at noon on the designated date to vote and sign certificates to cast Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. Thus, this group needed access to a location inside the state capitol. Apparently, this action occurred with the full understanding that their actions were suspicious. The press was not invited. They then tried to pass these documents as legitimate, signing and submitting them to the U.S. Senate and National Archives. Then State Senator Fitzgerald provided the group with access to a building by reserving a room for them and joined his companions in representing these fraudulent documents as legitimate to his colleagues and the public. As to this event, writing commentary for public media was not the most appropriate venue for educating the public on this topic. Instead, joining as a plaintiff in this litigation was the most appropriate action for a person in my role, similar to my joining the amicus brief for the Wisconsin Supreme Court on the redistricting dispute. I believe that my role is different than that of an average concerned citizen. I've been trained in formal analysis at great expense to the state of Wisconsin. For that reason, I sense a greater degree of responsibility to the state and to the public. If I were asked to write a commentary for public media regarding Representative Fitzgerald, I couldn't just focus on tax investment decisions as I often do in relationship to our elected representatives. Instead, I would need to compare and contrast Representative Fitzgerald's role in assisting the fraudulent electors in their alleged crimes with the other Republican or Democratic candidate being considered. I'm angry that my ability to educate voting citizens is compromised by the obligation I feel to include such misconduct in the comparison of candidates. This criminal behavior by Representative Fitzgerald clouds any reasonable discourse on the issues that I am able to pursue. His behavior has limited my ability to fulfill my civic duty by utilizing my specialized skills that can aid to inform the voting public. In consequence, his behavior and that of the other defendants should be evaluated by the court instead of an article written in my capacity as a commentator. And I thank you very much for this opportunity to speak tonight.
Well, Dan, well, Kirk, you talked about some of these things making you, you know, getting you at an emotional level. And this one actually does it for me because it's much more technical in nature. And as a former legislator, I can tell you no democracy, no legislature works without civil service, without technical staff, without the nonpartisan experts at the Legislative Reference Bureau, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, the Legislative Audit Bureau. And these are good people there and elsewhere that Dan's talking about in the private sector who have been maligned for simply speaking in favor of democracy. Dan, I'm really touched by your words, truly. Lisa, you're going to bring us home. So let's have your
let me cut in before Lisa talks. We got a little bit of time left, and I just had a thought. We just had the last two speakers didn't say whether they were. They said they were neither Democrat nor Republican. The people talking right now, I mean, a lot of us are Democrats, obviously. We fight for that stuff. But we've had people on this plaintiff panel that just want what's best for Wisconsin, and they just want democracy. And we're not leaning. This is not a political thing. This is what about the rule of law. So sorry about that, Lisa. Go ahead.
No problem. Thank you, Kirk, and thank you, Pat, for the opportunity to be here tonight and for the opportunity to be a party to this lawsuit, which I regard as one of the most important things I could be doing right now. My name is Lisa Mueller, and I'm an adult resident of Ellsworth, Wisconsin. I've lived here for 27 years. I grew up in Madison, so I'm a lifetime resident of Wisconsin. I've voted regularly in national, state, and local elections since I was 18. I won't do the math for you on how long that's been, but it's been a while. I'm a lifetime voter, lifetime advocate for getting people to the polls. I was invited to join Pierce County Grassroots Organizing in 2019 and currently serve on its board of directors. We are a nonpartisan group and have been working hard on the Fair Maps campaign and ending gerrymandering in Wisconsin. We do grassroots organizing around various local issues, as well as the statewide Fair Maps campaign that I mentioned. I've also worked with the Pierce County Democrats on various campaigns. I have done a lot of canvassing and door knocking for environmental organizations and political candidates over the years. This spring, I was involved in an election recount in my area in a race that had a 2-vote margin. We did a manual recount of about 1,000 ballots. The votes in the recount were identical to the original count. My preferred candidate lost, but I was happy to congratulate the winner. This experience reinforced my faith in our election system and in the people who run our elections, at least here at the local level. My background is in conservation biology. I've always worked hard to defend the environment as well as equal rights and opportunities for all human beings, not just women, but all disenfranchised people included. The US withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord during the Trump administration and the subsequent 4-year pause on the part of the United States in working actively to address climate solutions was devastating to me. But I was heartened during that time and continue to be heartened by the fact that many nonprofit organizations and the private sector rose to the challenge and filled that gap. Beginning way back when I was in college, I have worked for a number of environmental organizations and was happy with that career in conservation, but decided in my late 40s to go back and get an education degree in addition to my conservation background. because I recognize the need to educate the next generation of conservationists on environmental issues, especially as I sensed young and old people becoming more disconnected from the land that sustains us. I regularly communicate with my state and U.S. representatives and senators. I have written or called Senator Ron Johnson's office dozens of times on issues of concern, including many environmental issues, though Senator Johnson rarely acknowledges any of my communications. I regard the January 6, 2021 insurrection as an act of treason. I would like to see the people who played a role in carrying it, assisted in its pursuits, and or covering it up be held accountable. Senator Johnson has never represented my interests, nor have the other two defendants in this case. The fact that they were actively involved in trying to subvert the results of a free and fair election is more than enough to disqualify them from ever running or holding public office again, in my view. I feel personally aggrieved by the defendant's conduct because I've literally lost years of my life pushing back on all the ways that President Trump violated our country's, both my rights, the rights of many of my friends and family, along with all those who support and facilitate the big lie that the 2020 election was stolen from him. This absolutely includes the three defendants in this suit. I feel that these people must be held accountable, and it is my duty to do whatever I can to ensure that this occurs. I have a daughter who graduates from high school and will leave for college this August. I would like to be able to spend more time with her. I have an organic farm that I would also like to be able to spend more time on. My son, who currently lives in the area, is likely to move to California in the near future. I have two family members that were recently diagnosed with cancer, and I would dearly love to spend as much time as possible with my family because time is precious. But I need to divide my time because of the importance of working to save our democracy. The fact that I must spend time disabusing voters that what happened in 2020 was not fraudulent only hinders my ability to advocate for policy issues that matter to this country. Respectfully submitted. And I thank you.
Oh, okay, Lisa, thank you for taking us out on just the right note. And to end on something somewhat lighter, I want to thank you all. You've passed the audition for the Up North Podcast Book Club. We'll see you here every week for a good roundtable discussions on democracy. No, bless you all for what you're doing. Kirk and I will wrap up the show right after this. Stand up, we can't give up the fight. Stand up.